And keep refining this every day. If you do not make yourself duplicatable, you hold yourself back. It is essential to duplicate and create a delegation process. When I first opened up my practice, I had two people. Eventually, my organizational flowchart eventually became I delegated, I did clinical, they did administrative. And then as I grew, I delegated and I had clinical and administrative. And then I trained doctors and I trained staff. Then I grew further and I started teaching and marketing, and I had a person who did the clinical training and the people that did administrative training. And then those people did what I did originally, and they trained. And then I went out and I started speaking nationally, and I hired doctors to run clinics and to be me as I was when I began. And then I started teaching conventions, hundreds of doctors to do that. And I moved up to higher ordered states and delegated more and more of those things until I'm no longer in practice. I'm managing thousands of practices, you see? So you have to consistently ask, what is it that's most important? How do I streamline it? And how do I delegate it to a person who would be inspired about doing that, but I can do it for less cost? And wisdom is then doing things in the order of priority. And wisdom is having other people do them in an order of priority. Now, many of you have had times when you've gone home and you've wondered, you delegated something to somebody, you wondered, is it done? What's the status? How many of you know what I'm talking about? And then you went home thinking about somebody else's accountability because you didn't have a checklist and you didn't have feedback from their delegations. My advice? You give them the delegations in the morning. The way I had my organization is I had Mike and Kelly, I delegated. Mike was clinical, Kelly was administrative. Every morning they came in before I came in earliest, they came in next. I delegated the sheets, they reviewed them. Any questions? I explained. Clear? They went back to their people. They delegated theirs. Those people had any questions? They explained. Down it went. Throughout the day, they do their work, they do it in priority. At the end of the day, they drop it off to Mike and Kelly. Mike and Kelly checks the delegations. They bring it back to me, and I know when I go home exactly what was done or not done. I then roll it on to the next day's delegation, and I reprioritize it, so when I leave, my mind's clear. I know what's done. I don't go home wondering. Because otherwise, you take your business home and destroy your family. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Because you're distracted at work. Now, if in the middle of the day you've delegated things and you think of something new, what you do is you go to the people at their headquarters, their little office, and you write a new delegation. You do it and reprioritize it. You tap. You let them know that you've added to it. You say nothing and you walk away. Because many times people try to verbalize their communications. It's not done in writing. It's not clear. The person doesn't know the priority, and you got chaos. And you got unmet expectations and frustrations. It's wise to have a paper trail and an organizational flow to this paperwork. Now, with electronics today, you can do much of this through a computer network. But some of you may not have that level of organization yet, and I believe that a paper trail is still a valid tool. That's why I'm teaching it that way.